天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。现在呢， God's Power for Living 这个系列已经接近尾声，小环相信大家从这个系列中对神大能的认识一定有了更深一步的了解，同时呢，我们对这位伟大神的圣洁、公义和十字架上爱的救赎也有了更多的依靠。那今天麦克牧师又会带来哪些分享呢？就让我们预备心，将接下来的时间交给他吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
And thank you.
也感谢你。
And we look forward to hearing from you.
我们很盼望能收到你的音讯。
We have been going through a series of messages from the book of Acts.
我们这阵子所讲的是《使徒行传》里的系列信息。
And I want to begin by telling you a historical incident.
让我先讲个历史事件给你听。
It is a well-known story.
很多人都知道这个故事。
And it happened in the medieval times.
那发生在中古世纪。
When St. Thomas Aquinas was visiting the Vatican.
当亚圭拿汤马士去梵蒂冈拜访时。
He was given the red carpet treatment.
他受到红地毯式的热烈欢迎。
He was shown some of the priceless treasures of the Vatican.
人们带他去参观梵蒂冈里的无价珍宝。
He was bedazzled by the enormity of the wealth of the Vatican.
梵蒂冈的巨大财富使他眼花缭乱。
And at the end of his visit,
当他结束访问时，
still bedazzled with this fabulous wealth,
他仍然被那些华丽的财宝弄得头昏眼花的。
A senior clergyman looked at him and said,
一位高级神职人员望着他对他说，
You see, Thomas,
汤马士，你知道吗？
Now the church can no longer say what Peter said in Acts chapter 3.
现在教会再不能说当年彼得在使徒行传第三章里所说的话了。
Silver and gold have I none.
金银我都没有。
At that point, St. Thomas Aquinas looked at the cardinal and said,
这时候亚圭纳汤马士望着那位红衣主教说，
Neither can we say but that the name of Jesus rise up and walk.
但我们也不能说我奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
It comes as no surprise to most of us.
对大部分的人来说一点也不稀奇。
That one of the greatest hindrances to the power of God working among his children.
那拦阻神的大能在他儿女身上做工的最大障碍
is the silver and the gold.
就是金和银。
What do I mean by this?
我这是什么意思呢？
That our human resources and our blessings
人类的资源和福气
often gets in the way of experiencing the power of God.
常常成为我们经历神的大能的拦阻。
That our trust in material possessions often hinders our fully trusting in God.
我们对物质财产的依赖往往妨碍我们全心全意信靠神。
Our preoccupation with what we have and what we want to have is constantly crowding out God's power of our lives.
我们拼命追求拥有物质和满足心中的欲望，以至于把神在我们生命中的能力挤出去了。
Our focus on our likes and dislikes.
我们很在意自己所喜欢的和不喜欢的。
Keeps the hand of God from doing what He wants to do in the midst of His children.
以至于拦阻了神的手，在他儿女中间行他的旨意。
Even those who want miracles in their lives.
甚至那些希望在生命中经历神迹的人。
Even those who want to see God's supernatural intervention in their lives.
甚至那些盼望在他们生命中看见神超凡作为的人。
Are often asking for those things for selfish and self-serving reasons.
却常常为一些自私自利的理由去要求神。
They may pay lip service to giving God the glory.
他们用嘴唇赞美神，歌颂神的荣耀。
But often what we ask for is what we want.
但往往只是为了自己的欲望祈求。
And not what God wants.
而不是照神的旨意祈求。
In Acts chapter 3,
使徒行传第三章。
The Bible spells out clearly the true understanding of miracles, signs, and wonders.
圣经很清楚地说明神迹奇事的真正意义。
In Acts chapter 3, it tells us unequivocally that God's supernatural interventions are not for show.
使徒行传第三章毫不含糊地告诉我们，神迹奇事绝不是为了表演炫耀。
Acts chapter 3 tells us that God's supernatural interventions are only for serving God's ultimate purpose.
使徒行传第三章告诉我们，所有的神迹其实都是单单为了成就神的旨意。
What is God's ultimate purpose?
神最终的目的到底是什么呢？
The salvation of the soul.
就是灵魂得拯救。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Acts chapter 3.
如果你有圣经，请翻到《使徒行传》第三章。请听我读出《使徒行传》第三章第一到第十节。伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口。那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。他看见彼得约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得约翰定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所遇着的事满心稀奇惊讶。
There are two basic things here that we will notice in this chapter.
在这一章里有两项基本原则，请你留心。
First,
第一，
you will notice that this is the first miracle performed by the apostles.
你会注意到这是使徒所行的第一件神迹。
Secondly,
第二，
you will hear the second sermon preached by Peter.
你会听到彼得所讲的第二篇道。
His first sermon was on the day of Pentecost.
五旬节那天是他第一次讲道。
What was this first miracle?
那么第一个奇迹是怎样的呢？
Peter and John, who have been close friends,
彼得和约翰是亲密的好朋友。
Peter and John, who were business partners,
彼得和约翰是事业上的伙伴。
Peter and John, who together with James made up Jesus' inner circle.
彼得和约翰再加上雅各是最接近耶稣的小圈子。
Peter and John, whom Jesus entrusted with preparation for the Passover meal.
耶稣交托彼得和约翰去预备逾越节的晚餐。
Peter and John, who alone followed Jesus to the high priest's house after his arrest.
只有彼得和约翰在耶稣被捕之后还一直跟到大祭司的家里去。
Peter and John, who were the first disciples to visit the empty tomb.
彼得和约翰是最早跑到空坟墓去的。
Here we see them traveling and ministering together.
在这里我们看见他们同行同工。
It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
这时大约是下午三点钟。
The Jews prayed 3 times a day.
犹太人每天祷告三次。
The morning, at noon, and in the evening.
早上、中午和晚上。
And Peter and John were walking on the evening prayer time.
彼得和约翰就是在晚祷的时间走过那里。
When the crowd would be at its peak.
也是人群最拥挤的时刻。
They were confronted by human hopelessness.
他们遇到一个人类十分无助的情况。
They saw this man sitting in front of the beautiful gate on the side of the temple.
他们看见这个人坐在圣殿旁边的美门口。
And this man was at the peak of his human hopelessness.
这个人正处于人生最无助的地步。
As a physician, Dr. Luke was interested in this man's congenital condition.
身为医生，路加很关注这个人生来就残缺的身体状况。
In Acts 3:2,
在使徒行传第三章第二节，
It tells us that this man was born crippled.
告诉我们有一个人生来是瘸腿的。
In Acts 4:22,
使徒行传第四章二十二节，
They tell us that he was in this condition for 40 years.
告诉我们他已经瘸了四十年。
This man was so severely crippled that others had to carry him everywhere.
这人瘸腿的情况很严重，必须靠别人抬他才能来往。
And all that this man was hoping for was just barely physical survival.
他所有的盼望只不过是继续存活下去。
All that this man was hoping for
这个人所能期望的
was begging for whatever he could get to merely exist.
就是乞讨别人的施舍使他足以为生。
But my listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友请留心听我说。
This is a picture of each one of us.
其实这正是我们每一个人的写照。
We were all born with a crippling disease called sin.
我们每一个人生来都有残缺，那就是罪。
We were all born with eternal hopelessness written all over us.
我们生来就是在永恒里毫无盼望的人。
Whether we are born in a mansion or in a hut.
无论我们是生在豪宅或茅草屋里。
Whether we are born rich or poor.
无论我们生在富有之家或贫困家庭。
We were all born in sin and with sin.
我们生来就带着罪性，也是生在罪中的。
We were all born heading for eternal destruction.
我们一生下来就奔向永恒的灭亡。
Throughout our lives, we knew no other way of living other than enslavement to sin.
我们整个人生除了被罪奴役之外，不知道还有其他的路可走。
Throughout our lives, we knew no other way of living other than merely existing.
我们整个人生除了仅仅求生存之外，不知道还有其他的路可走。
Throughout our lives, we knew no other way of living other than Satan and sin.
我们整个人生除了撒旦和罪恶之道，就没有其他的路可走。
Satan and sin carried us around and pulled us about wherever they wanted us to go.
我们随时随地被撒旦和罪恶操控牵引。
Throughout our lives, we were living at the door of pain and guilt and discontentment.
我们一生都在痛苦、罪疚和不满足的大门外徘徊。
Throughout our lives, we looked for hope here and there and everywhere.
我们一生四处飘荡，寻求盼望。
Throughout our lives, we went from one refuge to another.
我们一生不断地从一个难民营搬迁到另一个难民营。
hoping that would ease the power of guilt and sin.
盼望能从中减轻罪疚和罪恶的压力。
We were in a hopeless condition.
我们落在毫无盼望的地步。
But thank God, many of us have moved from our hopeless condition.
但感谢神，已经有许多人脱离了绝望的处境。
We moved to experiencing the heavenly power.
我们搬迁到属天能力的经历中。
Because Jesus sent us His word of power.
因为耶稣赐给我们他能力的话语。
He sent His word of forgiveness.
他赐给我们赦罪的话语。
He sent His word of salvation.
他赐给我们救恩的话语。
He sent His word of healing.
他赐给我们医治的话语。
Jesus used someone to stretch out His or her hand and lifted you up from the begging condition of sin.
耶稣借着某一个人伸出他的手，把我们从罪恶中乞讨的境况里救拔出来。
Jesus used someone to stretch out His or her hand and pull us off your crippled condition of sin.
耶稣借着某一个人伸出他的手，把我们从罪恶的残缺中救拔出来。
Jesus sent someone to stretch out His or her hand to rescue you from the gutter of hopelessness and guilt.
耶稣差派某一个人伸出他的手，把我们从罪疚和绝望的臭水沟里救拔出来。
It is our deepest longing.
我们最深的渴望就是
that the Lord Jesus Christ would use us to stretch our hand to you.
主耶稣基督能使用我们，向你伸出我们的手。
Every one of you who are still in your crippled sin condition.
也就是目前仍然处在罪恶残缺状况中的每一位。
It is God's design that we would bring you a word of hope today.
今天我们能带给你盼望的信息，这是神的计划。
It is our deepest prayer that you will accept that stretched hand.
我们最深的祷告就是，你愿意接受我们伸出的双手。
And be delivered from the destiny of eternal destruction.
从奔向永恒灭亡的道路上拯救出来。
Peter said to the man,
彼得对那个人说,
Silver and gold have I none.
金银我都没有。
But at the name of Jesus, rise up and go.
但我奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
When you do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事,
It means that you are acting consistently with the will of Jesus Christ.
表示你的行动完全符合耶稣基督的旨意。
To do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事,
is to do something that Jesus Christ himself would do.
表示你所做的就是耶稣基督所要做的事。
To do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事
is to do something in Jesus' authority.
表示那是透过耶稣的权柄所做的。
To do something in Jesus' name.
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事
is to do something with Jesus' delegated power.
表示你是受耶稣的委派用他的能力行事。
So Peter commands the beggar to get up.
于是彼得命令那乞丐站起来。
And he did get up.
他真的站起来了。
For we see, thirdly, the healing's evidence.
第三，我们看见医治的证据。
This man's joy and excitement knew no bound.
这个人有禁不住的喜乐和兴奋。
He was not merely walking.
他不仅起来行走。
That was not enough for him.
这还不够。
He was jumping.
他上下跳动。
He was leaping.
他雀跃不已。
He was like a child with a new toy.
就像个得到新玩具的孩子。
The shackles have been broken.
锁链已经断开。
The crippling is no more.
不再残缺。
The chains that held him to the ground were torn asunder.
把他拘禁在地上的链条已经完全扯断了。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束今天的信息前，让我告诉你一件极度重要的事。
If you have never experienced victory over sin,
如果你从来没有胜过罪恶的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over addiction,
如果你从来没有胜过毒瘾恶癖的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over your love of money,
如果你从来没有胜过贪财的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over your false guilt,
如果你从来没有胜过虚伪罪疚感的经历，
Then you are in one of two conditions.
那么你只可能在两种处境中。
Either you have never experienced the liberating salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ,
要不是你从来没有经历过耶稣基督所赐的解放的救恩，
Or you are living in willful disobedience,
就是你执意要过叛逆神的生活。
But the good news is,
然而我要告诉你的好消息是，
Today you can be set free.
今天你就可以得到自由。
Ask the Lord Jesus Christ.
向耶稣基督恳求。
He will set you free.
他就能释放你得自由。
And then write to us and tell us about it.
也请你写信来告诉我们你的决定。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，即使我们拥有所有的金银财宝，却没有灵魂的拯救，又有什么用呢？唯有我们从罪恶中真正的被主耶稣的大能医治，才会有真正的喜乐和平安。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
谦卑人都要喜乐。